WEEX.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Oh, we're almost in October. Can you believe it? Ooh, a lot of things happening, a lot of buzz around the country. And a lot of that buzz is over who's next. I'm starting to actually, well, I did see a bumper sticker. I saw two that said who's next. And I was assuming 2012. There may be a lot of people listening to ATN who are fans of the president's. Rick in Illinois backs the president and says too many people are hammering him for things that he inherited and it's ridiculous. But you might not feel that way. You might think it's time for a change that we can count on. So, a lot of talk about the Republicans who are trying to snag the nomination. And it is finally getting, I think, more interesting. Because it started to look like it's just Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, like that. And Rick Perry bumbled around in Orlando in his last debate. So it is a little costly. He still leads in many of the polls, but his numbers dropped back down to earth a little bit because of a couple of things. One, for talking about not having a heart if you didn't agree with, you know, his stance on giving the children of people who were in the country illegally in Texas tuition money. So, that didn't play too well in other parts of the country, I think. Now, does it cost him his chance at the presidency? He's still in this thing. Mitt Romney's still in this thing, even though he's got to constantly answer the questions about health care in Massachusetts when he was governor. And, of course, the president keeps throwing that back on the table at Mitt Romney to say, well, look, this guy is running and we did this. We're doing the same thing. It's very much like what he did in Massachusetts. So that's playing out that way. Michelle Bachmann says that she's not pulling out anytime soon, even though she's kind of dropped back down to earth in many, many, many of the polls from her high point of June and July. But we still have a long way to go, folks. Now, I said that we were going to do a straw poll for 3 weeks, and I love the way this audience has responded. So many of you have sent me emails, and some certainly have called about it, too. So we have numbers on the straw poll. I was supposed to do it in another hour, and we got caught up in a few other things. So for everybody who just tuned in, you're excited because you'll hear the final numbers from week one. If somebody else wants to throw in on it, we'll do that. We'll add the number because I know we still have a little bit of time left on that. So I'm keeping very good records, and here's what we have. Herman Cain leads the poll at this point, the ATN straw poll, and Cain has 15 now. Wow. And that just came in because Joe sent us the last email that said, Cain all the way. I love his 999. Yeah. People are digging that. That's a money phrase for him. He struck a chord there. Ron Paul is second with 14 votes. Rick Perry has 5 votes. Mitt Romney has 4 votes. And Michelle Bachmann has 3. She's been hanging at 3 for a long time. So there are other candidates. There are other people that you could vote for, certainly. Feel free to do so. Like I said, a lot of people doing it through the magic of the Internet. AmericaTonight.net, clicking on the email. But you can certainly dial the digits and throw in your 2 that way. 800-259-5791. 5791. Since I started off with the straw poll from week one, I'll tell you that, as I said, Herm Cain definitely is striking a chord now with some people for what he's saying. He's using his business background, and he just got the right, you know what, he got the right phrase. That's it. He got the right phrase. So now in the polls, he's showing up second, third, and starting, like I said, starting to make some noise, which is good for him because he was thinking of, I think, punting, and now he's definitely not thinking of punting. He's just honing his style and talking in short, declarative sentences. That's what he does well. He's very plain spoken, and that's working for him. There have been other presidents who have been plain spoken, and that's worked for them in the past. So Kane has tripled his support to 17%. 17%, that's up from 6% before the debates. And this is the Fox News poll, by the way. The Texas governor, Rick Perry, has 19, but he dropped back. Mitt Romney is the top guy, 23%. So it's Romney, Perry, and then Kane, but they're all pretty close. After that, you get to Newt Gingrich, and he's not completely out of it in that poll, but he has 11 at this point. So what does it mean? Well, when the Republican Party sits and looks at it, you know, they want to get the most popular person in there that they can, somebody who definitely breathes life into the campaign and somebody who is strong enough to go up against an incumbent president. Because no matter what you think of Obama, he is an incumbent, and it's very tough to knock an incumbent out. Certainly it's happened. Remember Bush won. And Clinton, I think he was stunned. The people around him were completely stunned. They didn't think that was going to happen. It did. And then Clinton got 2 terms. After that, Bush 2, George W. Bush got 2. And we know what happened there, the hanging chads and all that stuff originally. But he gets 2. And now will Obama be a three-peat here? I'm not so sure. And the Democratic strategists are kind of tipping their, it's just like the, like major league pitchers tip pitches sometimes. You know, when they hold their glove up to their face and then they let it down too much and you can see where their pitches are going. Oh, that's a curveball. I can tell that's a fastball. That ball is going to be down lower. That's what hitters are looking for, any signs. And the people around them are looking for that, too. So are they tipping pitches? I like the analysis. I like the analogy rather of that. Wow. All right, I'm excited because coming up in just a few minutes, it's week 4 in the NFL, and that means it's another chance to redeem ourselves. I don't know what the game of the week will be, but it's been a very strange. It's like the stock market now. The NFL is like the stock market, up and down, and the favored teams have 20-point leads, and then they blow them. I'm referring to New England, the Bills. An exciting team comes in and ends up winning the game. Yeah, so on any given Sunday, it's true, anything can happen. Hey, speaking of the market, since I brought it up, it was one of those up-and-down days, but the Dow finished up, oh, thank goodness, 143 points. The S&P was up 9 points. The NASDAQ was up, or that NASDAQ actually fell 11 points. But the good news is for the most part, the market was up. I keep watching Germany. Oh, I keep watching that parliament as they're expanding powers for the Eurozone ballot fund because the debt crisis is really keeping investors on edge. It's been that way for months. I mean, for months. Nailed the score around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What do Muslims really think about the world today? And is what you think about Muslims really true? Find out on The Optimistic Muslim on WebTalkRadio.net. Listen to David Liebert, prominent North American Muslim leader, as he talks to people from every religious persuasion, finding inspiration, controversy, hope, pain, and some surprising answers to the problems we all face and share. That's The Optimistic Muslim on WebTalkRadio.net today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, so let's let that computer rip, Donovan Madsen. The computer broke. Ah, there it is. I love it. Perfect. He's so good. I think I work poor Donovan and Matt too hard. I better be careful. They're gonna want those fees, $5 a month, so that they can pay for their debit card when they get off the show and they have to belly up to the bar somewhere. Okay, so look at this. How about this? The game of the week is the Lions and the Cowboys. Whew. Lions and the Cowboys. That's a tough one because of the offensive line of the Cowboys. No touchdowns scored in the last game against the Redskins. Tony Romo having to just basically do it all. Tony Romo with the concussion, or not the concussion, with the broken rib and the punctured lung, still healing from that, feeling some pain, getting shots. I'm going to say this is, the reason I'm hesitant is because the line is Dallas by one. They're coming off a momentum high, but so are the Lions. I mean, the Lions are 3-0. Stafford is the real deal. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say the Lions win this, and I think the final score will be 21-17. So I'm going with the Lions. I think a lot of you are going to end up picking the Cowboys, and you're not going to agree with me on that one. But we'll see. So this is our version of the lottery, only it's using football. And the game of the week Lions and the Dallas Cowboys, 800-259-5791. You know, I guess because we had the Patriots and the Bills the last time, I was kind of hoping it would be the Patriots and Oakland. That's another tough game. I mean, New England's favored by 5 in that one, but, Okay, so you have my guess, 21-17. Let's see, 800-259-5791. Or, remember, americatonight.net. Click on the email and shoot us the email. americatonight.net. Click on the email and send it to us that way. As I know a lot of you are still at work. And then some of you are stuck in the car, and maybe you're going to wait till you pull into the driveway, and that's fine. Let's go to Jose in Kentucky. Wow, Jose is the first guy. Congratulations. You're the first one to get a crack at this, Jose.
All right. I like that.
Okay, what do you think?
I hope that the Dodgers win this game. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
It's going to be very tough, and I know that the Lions are undefeated. It's like the Bills, but I would go with this score of 24-21.
24-21, Dallas. All right, we had our favorite odds maker on DeBuda, and he thought the total would be low, so that's right in his wheelhouse, the number that you said, so that could be a good omen. Jose, enjoy the game. We'll see what happens.
All right.
All right, have a good weekend.
Talk to you next week.
All right, excellent. Yeah, week 4, we have a long way to go. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello.
Hello.
Take the Lions, 31, Dallas, 13.
Wow! So you think the Lions are going to more than roar? They're going to bite their head off.
Well, what better team to be up for than the Cowboys?
Well, I agree. Yeah. You know, they've got momentum.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's out to get them, so I think they're going to be out for blood.
All right, that sounds good. Are you going to be with the Bachman campaign people watching the game?
Oh, that poor woman can't get nobody to endorse her.
You need to endorse her. Help her out. Help a lady out.
I got a thing for you to do this weekend.
Okay.
For your protege, I got a campaign slogan for Taylor.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It'd be a basketball hoop in every driveway.
You are terrible. I don't know how many people are going to really get your sarcasm, but I thought it was funny. Thanks, Rick. He's awful. He's terrible. Pounding the women that might run or women that are running. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. I don't have to explain the rest. You know how to do it. Send the email, and we'll see where we're at. Rick in Kentucky, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good. Are you picking those Cowboys?
Oh, golly, I'll tell you what. I think the Cowboys are going down again.
Woohoo!
So it's going to be the Lions 20, Cowboys 17. They might try to make the game out of it.
Well, I hope so. That would be good. You know, last week was crazy. That finish was crazy. The Redskins blew it.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, I definitely wouldn't have picked the Cowboys in that one. In fact, I did not pick the Cowboys in my pool that I'm doing for fun, wink, wink. And so the Cowboys naturally screwed me up in the end, and that was a crazy finish. It's been a wild week in sports with what happened in baseball, too. The really a 10-minute swing there, Boston was out, et cetera. Hey, Rick, enjoy your weekend.
Okay, you too. Thanks a lot.
All right, let's see here. Week 4 in the NFL. Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
You better get up to Philadelphia, Kate, and counsel with the Eaglets. They got a better club than that.
They're terrible. What is going on with them? They're awful. And if Michael Vick, first the head, the hand, the whatever, it's ridiculous. And they gave him $100 million.
Yeah, that's a nice little piece of change.
It is.
Yeah. Well, I'm going, I haven't really been listening that much. I apologize. I'm going Dallas 24-21.
Ooh, Jose, our first caller, had that, so you got to just alter it a little bit.
Oh, well. I don't know how they get to 25, so... I'll go 27-24.
27-24 is a good score. I like it. Yeah. Dale, you're locked and loaded.
Hey, okay.
Just don't fire off any rounds at work. 27-24. And again, if you just tuned in, we do this thing called Nail the Score. The computer picked the game of the week, the game of the week. The Dallas Cowboys taking on the Detroit Lions. Even if you don't know football, who cares? It's like picking lottery numbers. Who do you think's going to win? What do you think the final score is going to be? It's been a very strange season in the NFL. Trust me, you could be a first-timer. It'd be beginner's luck, just like when you're playing Texas Hold'em. And somebody walks away with a giant pot, and they have no idea what they've just done. Dan in Texas.
Okay.
Hello.
I'll take 27-21 Lions.
Oh, so you're going against the home team.
You know, you have a misnomer about me. You keep trying to get me with a cowboy hat. I know I am a cowboy, but I am not a cowboy fan. I've never liked these.
Who do you root for? I can't remember. Who do you root for?
Green Bay Packers.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. You're a cheesehead. It just doesn't fit. You're right. It doesn't fit in my mind. You're a cheesehead.
Right. I think the Eagles ought to throw Mike Vick to the dogs.
Ba-dum-bum. Oh, that was such a layup for you.
Yeah.
Hey, enjoy your Packers and the Broncos. That's going to be a good game. And the Packers have a big line on that, 13 points for the Packers. And I wonder if they're going to cover. I think they will, too. I think they're going to cover that. The Broncos are going nowhere, so they'll be 1-3, and the Pack will be 4-0, baby. They're a good team. Yeah, definitely. All right, thanks, Dan.
You bet.
Lambeau Field is a cool place to visit. I've been there once, and Dan will like this story. I was there. I was covering sports, and I was traveling with the Cowboys on their – they chartered just a regular airline. It was an American airline jet, and it was a haul to get from where we landed to get to the hotels and everything. And, boy, they – here you are in the heart, Green Bay. Green Bay people, and I'm telling you, they were lined up all over the place in that hotel. It was like the Beatles, you know, wind the clock back to the 60s. The Beatles had come to town. They were 10 deep at least. It was crazy trying to get off those buses and to get checked in and to run up to the rooms. It was nutty. So there are definitely some Cowboy fans in Packer land. So maybe there is something to that America's team thing. All right, the game of the week is not the Packers and the Broncos, however. The game of the week is the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Detroit Lions. The Lions are unbeaten to this point. The Cowboys have had a very strange start to their season. They are, though, 2-1, and they are favored by just a point in this game, if you wanted any more on that. Both quarterbacks have almost 1,000 yards, but it's been a rough road for Tony Romo. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
People trying to get in on the action this time around. Bravo, you found Nail the Score. Here's how it works. I need to explain it, I know. You're sick of me explaining the rules. But hey, at least I'm not talking 100 miles an hour and have all this disclaimers and everything else. So it's not like those commercials where there's all the side effects and it takes at least a minute and a half to do that. Well, we're not doing that. So the game of the week is the Cowboys and the Lions. It's week four in the NFL. Very hard to predict this year, I think, with a lot of these teams, including some of the perennial favorites. The Cowboys have had a rocky start. They're 2-1, but they managed two ugly wins. So the Lions are 3-0. It is an away game for them. Love their quarterback. Matt Stafford is just, man, he's awesome. So almost 1,000 yards for him, 9 touchdowns. Tony Romo is all of a sudden all world. People aren't dogging him so much anymore. Why? Because he played like a warrior 2 weeks back to back. First time around, he's got, he's practically had half an arm, it seemed like. He's got a broken rib and a punctured lung, and he's trying to throw around that, and he wins the second game, and then he comes back against the Redskins on Monday Night Football, and it's a game of field goals. It was crazy because half of his offensive line, they have no idea where they're lining up or how to snap a ball. His center's terrible, but they still win. They end up winning. The kicker sets records, 6 field goals, blah, blah, blah. So that's just my little snapshot. Anything can happen. You don't have to know anything about football. You pick a team and tell us what the score is. It's like playing the lottery. David in Texas. Hey, David.
Hello.
Hello, David. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think I'm going to pick the Lions because I know Tony Romo's banged up and had a punctured rib and the rib broke, whatever, and all that. You know, but I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, but I just gonna have to go with the Lions this time because I think he's in bad shape this time.
Okay, what do you think the score is going to be?
34-17.
Ooh, 34-17. You own that one. I like your reasoning. I agree with you. I think that finally the injuries are going to catch up to him. Thanks, David. You know it's bad when Texans are saying, yeah, I don't know if they're going to win it. But his reasoning is right. The guy is really banged up. Sam in Connecticut, hey.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
Hello. It's going to be Dallas 28, Lions 24.
28-24. All right. Are you a Dallas fan? I can't remember. You're not a Dallas fan, are you?
No. They're due for a win.
There you go. Just don't tell people, because if you were a Dallas fan, I was going to say you're going to have to wear a mask around Connecticut. Thanks, Sam. Let's go to Susan in Kansas. Hey, Susan.
Hi. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. Good to hear from you. What do you think? Are you picking the boys or are you picking the Lions?
The Lions.
All right. Hear her roar.
Yeah. 27, Lions, 17, Cowboys. Is that one?
27-17. No. No, because Dan in Texas had 27-21. So that's a good pick. You own that. Thanks, Susan.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. Alan in Kentucky. Hey, Alan, what do you think is going to happen in this game?
Good morning, Kate.
Hello.
I done a little good last week. I had the one winner anyway. I lost one. I had the New England 31, but I didn't have the right. I had 17.
So I like Detroit. Detroit, okay.
24-21.
I'm trying to see. Yeah, you got it, because Jose had Dallas 24-21.
Yeah.
All right, 24-21, it's good.
I remember that. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Alan. Have a great night. A great morning, really. How many people listening are drinking coffee right now? And is it a good cup of coffee? Or is it an expensive cup of coffee? Ralph, as well, from Kentucky. Hello, Ralph.
Hello.
Hello, Ralph. Who do you like? Do you like the Cowboys, or are you picking Detroit?
I'll say the Lions 30 and the Cowboys 20.
30-20. Okay, Lions. Another Lion vote. Ralph, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You will probably be watching this game. This game, by the way, kicks. It's on Fox. And see, locally, it'll depend on where you are. I don't know if you'll get that in Kentucky. You might, because I'm thinking Detroit. It depends on what else is on, the other games that are on, because you have the Titans and the Browns. But the Lions and the Cowboys will definitely occupy a lot of spaces on Fox around the country. I mean, certainly they always have the crawl anyway, or probably some of you may have the DirecTV thing. I don't get that, though. I can't, except for if I'm at the casino, because I say that Super Bowl or going during football season is fun when you go to a casino because you can see all the games, and that's sort of a different atmosphere. But I don't know if week in and week out I could watch eight boxes or however, well, it wouldn't be eight, however many it is, a couple of games at a time. I know that's buggy to me. I'll flip back and forth between two. I'll do that a little bit. But then what happens is I miss a play. And then I didn't have the thing recording. I hate that. And then they don't reshow it. The biggest play of the year. Can you believe it? Did you see what he did? Those referees, do you agree with that call? And then they're showing a little snippet of it. Dr. E in Kentucky, hello.
Do you agree with that call?
Dr. E, do you have your radio on in that car?
Hello,
Oh, you got to turn that radio down. What do you think, Cowboys or the Lions?
Oh, the Lions.
Okay.
Take the boys to the woodshed.
Final score?
27-18.
Ooh, 27-18. Yeah, there's a one-point difference with this one. You're on the Lions side just like I am. We'll see. I think they will, too. I think that the luck for Tony Romo, or the opportunity, or however he's been playing, I think he's just too banged up. I don't think so. And that offensive line's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. He's going to take a beating.
I think so, too, and he can't afford to take a beating. He fell down too many times on Monday, and now there's not as much rest either. Hey, enjoy the weekend.
Hey, you too, Kate. You have a great week.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. The the last week was so nuts. Just to, I think I mentioned this, but I'll say it again. With the Cowboys, to me, what the dumbest thing they did was, you know, it's all about the money and the people you bring in and who you're pushing out and reasons why you're doing that. Well, the Cowboys had a center that I liked, Andre Girard, and he had been with Tony Romo, the quarterback, for 4 years. I mean, they were, you know, 4 years, boom, he's snapping him. And so he loses him, the guy he's had however many snaps from, and then they put in Phil Costa, who's the guy that took his spot, cheaper option. Yeah, they said, oh, he looks great in camp. He looked pretty good in camp. And I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on there, if he's replaying cartoons in his head or something, or thinking about some woman, or not realizing what's happening, getting thrown off by the snap cadence or some nonsense, because I've never really seen anyone snap a ball that way. The, you know, of course, I haven't snapped a ball other than in flag football, but in all the years that I've covered football, I haven't seen that many times the miscues where it's over his head, smacking him, you know, in the jersey. He's not ready for it. You got to help Tony Romo out. I mean, you got to help your quarterback out. So something is definitely not right there. And then there's other holes on the line, too. And when you guys know this, you got to have that mini wall. That offensive line is huge. That's why the quarterbacks spoil their offensive linemen. I mean, they buy them all kinds of crazy things, especially when they win playoff games and go to the Super Bowl and win. And I mean, they know where their bread is buttered, and they know that their bell's not getting rung. They're getting more time to throw, even if they have to scramble occasionally or they're moving places. They're still getting those blocks, and that's key. I mean, that's key, and they were not getting that against the Redskins. So how is that going to look against the Lions? And, you know, look, just in general, looking at the matchup, I think that that's where that's going to show up. The defense for the Cowboys, of course, I would put an asterisk next to them. DeMarcus Ware is an incredible player. He's probably one of the best players on their team. I mean, he was trying to help out Romo however he could in the last game. So it doesn't matter about what happened in the past, though. All you care about is this one game. And it's the Lions and the Cowboys. It's 1 o'clock kick, as I said. It's at Cowboys Stadium, for whatever that's worth. I think that's kind of a wash, actually. And the last time out for the Lions, of course, big win for them. They knocked off the Vikings, who it seemed like they were leading by 20-some points, and then they gave it all back. And Detroit came back, and they took it and took some more. So they finished last week 26-23. And now here they come storming into Dallas, and they've got Tony Romo as the big target. I think that they're gonna go to him as much as they can, because one knock the wrong way and they'll probably take him out. Even if they say he's fine to go and all of that, you'll start seeing the backup. You'll start seeing Kitna in there, and I think that's the most likely scenario probably. But because so many people are prognosticating that to happen, forecasting that for the game, hey, it may turn around. It's supposed to be a pretty good day, pretty nice day, and it's a perfect time of day to take for that to happen, for that to unfold, because it's, like I said, one of the earlier games. So what kind of a game is Matt Stafford going to have? He was terrific when he rallied back against the Vikings. And how is Calvin Johnson going to respond? And Jason Hansen, of course, with a bunch of field goals the last time. They need him. May need him maybe even in an overtime situation. I like the game, though. I think it's going to be close. Last chance, 800-259-5791. Nailing the score.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big BERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Nailed the score, this version of it anyway. Week 4 in the NFL, the computer randomly chose the Detroit Lions at the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of interesting guesses so far, plus we've bagged a bunch of them that have come in through the internet. Remember, americatonight.net, click on the email and you are in. Week 4 in the NFL, I led things off, Lions 21-17. We have a bunch of people picking the Lions, and not the Cowboys so much. It's very definitely lopsided. The Lions are like the Herman Cain of our straw poll. Everyone's picking them. Few Dallas, but really mostly Lions at this point. So you can turn the tables if you choose to do so, or you can ride the tide and stick with Detroit. I think even the people in Detroit are shocked. They don't even want to talk about it. They don't. They just want to see. They just want to get further into the season to see what happens before they start talking about it. Let's just wait till the very last game. Let's just wait to see what happens when we get through every single one of them. Let's get through the holidays first before we start to talk about whether or not they're going to go to the postseason. Believe it or not, football is not the fastest sport around with a ball. Although it certainly feels like it. If you've ever been down on the turf or grass of an NFL game, if you've been there on the sidelines, oh my, it is fast. Much faster than the college game and, of course, anything else that I've ever experienced. The few times that I was down there watching the tail end of the game, it is pretty fast, no question about it. So I do a feature called Sports Shorts, and I talked about what was the fastest or is the fastest sport with a ball. Check it out. It's been called the fastest sport in the world, and it's popular in Florida. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
High lie has been dubbed as the fastest sport. That's because of the speed that the pelota, or ball, travels off an athlete's stick. That stick has a long curved basket on the end. So what is high lie? It's played on a court with three walls, the front, back, and left. If the ball lands anywhere else on the floor, it's considered out of bounds. The court's high to help with the path of the ball. It travels up to 180 miles an hour. High lie is played in a round-robin format, usually played with eight teams made up of two players, but could be played with single players, too. If there is a traditional team on the floor, the front court player serves to the second team. The winner of each point stays on the court to face the next team in the rotation. Losers have to wait for another turn. The first team to score 7 points wins. The sport's very popular in Orlando and Miami, with the ability for fans to bet on high lie, which is part of the lore. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. All right, so it is high lie. Ever been to a high lie match? Yeah. Florida is really the best place to check it out now. It used to be in the East Coast. You could go and see some high lie, but that's pretty much a dead sport there now. Most of it is in southern Florida. It's wild. It is wild. Just like I described it there, when you watch that ball fly, I can't even follow it. It is really, truly fast. I don't know how more of these guys don't get nailed and fall to the ground. It's crazy. It's worth it. If you're ever in Orlando or Miami especially, but some of the other cities have it too, go and see it. Get some tickets for it. It's pretty cheap to go see it anyway. 800-259-5791. Just for the sake of being fair, because I got a nasty note from Don in Wyoming who says, why do you never, ever, ever, or why does that stupid computer never pick the Denver Broncos? I don't understand. I think you have a thing against the Denver Broncos, and you've programmed it that way. Not true. I like Denver. I don't have anything against the Broncos. I don't think they're going to win much this season, but I don't have an axe to grind with the Bronx. The Broncos are taking on the Packers. You might have been listening earlier to these segments when Dan in Texas gave me the business about labeling him as a Cowboy person, and he picked the Lions to win in the game that we're talking about. But he is a longtime Packers fan. Of course, the Packers just winning the Super Bowl, coming off of a Super Bowl season. Now they're still looking good, 3-0, hosting the Broncos. It should almost be a layup, but not so fast. According to the Broncos, Kyle Orton talks about clicking on all cylinders, feels like the team is really turning around. He, of course, the quarterback. Take a listen.
You know, when we do it right and we have all 11 guys doing it right, we've been a good offense. We've went down, we've scored points, we've done well in the red zone, we've done well on third down. Our problem has been when we can't get 11 guys to do it right, you know, for the whole drive, and we seem to stop ourselves a little bit. So this would be a good week for us to focus on playing a 60-minute game and having everybody do it right the whole time.
I like the way you said that. If we could just get the 11 guys to do it right all at one time, that's our problem. That's everyone's problem in the NFL, but thanks for laying that out. John Fox is the coach of the Broncos, and a lot of people are blaming some of what they're seeing on Fox, that he might as well not be on the sidelines. He goes one step further, and he declares that it's going to be a victory in Green Bay. That's always a death sentence because that's fodder, and people start to talk about it, and it becomes a bigger deal. So here's Fox.
You go into every game thinking you're going to win. You know, the reality for us is we've won one and lost two. So we've got a new opportunity. It's a great venue. It's against a very worthy opponent, and that's why you play the game.
All right, a worthy opponent, and a worthy opponent it is. So there for you, Don in Wyoming, and I guess in a sense Dan in Texas, even though it's a big line, Green Bay, we mentioned that 13, I think they'll cover that. We got a bunch of emails, a couple of emails that came in, include this one from Colt, who says, is this the second time the Cowboys have been chosen this season? Are you kidding me? It is the second time for the Cowboys. But I have no control over that. So the Cowboys and the Lions, Colt says, I think the Cowboys are going to surprise you. And besides, I'm always going to pick opposite of whatever your picks are, Kate. So many of them are wrong. Thanks. And he says that the Cowboys are going to win this 42-35. 42, mathematically, got to figure that out. 42-35 could happen. Missed points, that kind of stuff. Okay, so there you have it. Here's another one. This one from Lisa, who says, I am a definitely long-time suffering Redskin fan. I was so upset by what happened on Monday night. And now here you pick the Cowboys. So the Cowboys and the Lions, oh, I hope the Lions tear their head off and eat their lunch. I think the final score is going to be 36-27. Lions, Lions, go Lions. Oh, I hope the Redskins pick up a win against the Rams, by the way. Let's see. Here's one from Paul, who says, hey, America, tonight, I'm really enjoying this nail the score thing. I'm new to this game. I heard it a couple of weeks ago, decided I would wait, listen a little bit, and then I'll eventually call in. But for now, here's my email. I like the Lions to win this game. I think the final score will be 21-7. I know right now other callers driving down the road, especially those Kentucky boys, are laughing their heads off, but they'll be laughing last when I win this whole thing. You wait and see. I am going to win this season. Confidence, I like it. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score.